T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's talk politics. Boyce Olson here on WCC, what we've called the morning take for well over a decade now. Boyce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well.
Tell me about what happened at 424 this morning with the Senate server being hacked.
Yeah, Dave, I just wanted to let you know that somebody in state government was listening, as they do every morning, I know. And they wanted to make sure that we were clear that only the Senate server had the issue, that no other state data was breached from any other agency, including the governor's office, that Minute, which is Minnesota IT, the state agency in charge of IT, and the FBI continue to monitor things, but it was only the Senate. I just didn't want to leave any sort of gray area there that other parts of state government. They've certainly been attacked, but they have not been breached. And so the Senate is the only agency that had been breached as of yesterday. So we'll obviously, the newsroom and I will keep following this story. And I'm guessing that state officials will have much more clarity today without saying exactly who and how they're being attacked, but maybe just, you know, what they're doing to protect data.
Yeah, that's good to know. So not the governor's office.
Nope, not the governor's office, no other state agencies. The Senate is the only agency that had a breach in the last 2 days at all.
Still a concern, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a big concern, and it just goes, to show the sophistication of some of the players out there and what they're trying to do to disrupt our state right now.
You know, what's interesting to me, Blois, is we talked a little bit on a different subject, I suppose, but we talked yesterday, and we've talked to a number of people that are doing fundraising efforts for these businesses that have been damaged or destroyed, and it is amazing, at least as I looked at the numbers yesterday that I saw of the response. It's really heartwarming. And then I saw in the Pioneer Press, I want to mention this, Lloyd's Pharmacy, that's been a fixture in St. Paul for a long time. So when people mm-hmm. found out that pharmacy over there selling in Minnehaha had been looted and destroyed, apparently they're getting people sending them fundraising campaign money as well. And I saw the story last night on the CBS News about a local shop owner who they saw a story nationally, and I wonder if his to rebuild his store, and I think, and I don't know, I can't remember the name of the store, but it was like over $1 million that he's received so far to try to get everything up and running for something he built. I mean, that it's really, this outpouring is amazing.
It is, but, and I think it's because people realize that people are going to need capital quickly. And I know you had Mark Caldon from the Insurance Federation yesterday, and the insurance will cover much of this. So I think that's there. And then behind the scenes, we do know that, you know, credit unions, community banks, other institutions, nonprofits are looking at what other capital is going to be needed for these businesses, these neighborhoods, the nonprofits in these communities that were serving these neighborhoods. So I think this is just the first wave. I think, you know, the state, maybe the federal government will kick in some. So we will have some major pushes to get the resources back out into these communities to rebuild.
Yeah, it's just good to see that effort coming forth as well. The other thing I would ask you about briefly, as long as I got you on the line here, good neighbor, and we're chatting about everything going on out there, is and Steve was talking about it on the news, of course, and it's a big story today, about what's going to happen here with the investigation.
Yeah, I mean, we talked yesterday about this kind of Minnesota's version of the trial of the century, but you know, it's that investigation into the police officers. But the other investigation to follow, and people, you know, there's a lot of news coming at people, but there's been three people charged federally that were arrested federally that wouldn't show up in the local arrests. But three people have already been charged with arson and, you know, using fire and kind of Molotov cocktails to destroy things. And, you know, the feds and the state announced yesterday they're going to go through all the video footage they have. So you're going to have several more arrests because they're going to be able to identify some of these looters and some of the people who set arson in many of these places. And that is the other investigation that's going to go on. So this is a story that's going to go on for months and years here in the in WCCO land.
Yeah. In fact, I was two of those, I believe, were in Apple Valley. Two of those arrests, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm trying to think of where the other one was.
There was somebody from Illinois who came up, took video of themselves setting fires, and then drove back to Illinois. And, the other investigation to realize is the civil rights investigation into the officers. Yesterday, the state announced the civil rights investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. So we're going to need a grid and a chart to follow these. And, you know, the folks both at the state and federal government are certainly on top of making sure that those who should be held accountable for all the injustices, the law enforcement ones and the looting and arson, they hold as many people accountable as possible.
Yeah, these three that they've charged, destruction of property used in interstate commerce, possession of Molotov cocktails. They've already appeared, I think, before a judge in St. Paul. And then, again, there was Apple Valley police had some things happen early Friday morning that they had to, they quickly found, apprehended two people right away. And so those are some of the charges, early charges are seen. Yeah, I was talking to Chief Axtell about that yesterday because, remember, in his press conference, he was pretty authoritative and saying, hey, if you think you're getting by with something, there's plenty of video and we'll be coming after you. And so I would, and now we're seeing the early part of that. Okay, Blois. Voting, and I want to get your summation, if you could, about the primaries yesterday held in a number of states, but also concerns, as you talk about getting hacked, about voting, and are we okay here in Minnesota and actually across the country? What's the status?
Well, I know one race Minnesotans we were paying attention to was Steve King's primary in Iowa, a Republican primary that he lost, so he's been very controversial, and so he lost his Republican primary in Iowa last night. But as you think about voting this year, there's still going to be a lot of tension about it and how people vote, the urgency to vote in all corners of the state. The Secretary of State has really started to urge people to request their ballot. They can already request it for Minnesota's primary. And you just, it's no excuse absentee voting. So you don't need an excuse. You just request it. They mail it out to you. You mail it back in. And it's pretty easy. And I do know in our planning process with a couple of our partners with CCO, we are planning to talk a lot about how to vote this year regarding, you know, the pandemic and now all the disruption. So we will have some instructions and some discussions about that throughout the next couple months about just what is critical and how do you do it and go from there. Minnesota's set up well. It's many other states that don't have the kind of no excuse absentee that if you go on a state by state basis, you start to see where some states may not have the same process in voting for president as one state. And that's the way the democracy is set up. And so, it is something that's gonna be watched very, very carefully.
Speaking of voting, let's talk first of all about the Minnesota House, and if Republicans want to win the majority there, how would they do that?
They have several seats, mostly in the suburbs, that they are targeting, one in Shakopee, one in the western suburbs. They are going to need seven seats to pick up the majority, and, you know, the DFLers won, I think, 13 last time to take the majority, so you're going to have a major push for Republicans to take the House. On the other hand, you're going to have a major push for DFLers to take the Senate. We are the only split state legislature in the country, and the stakes are high. They were high going into this year, and I don't think the last 7 or 8 weeks and the last week made it made the stakes any lower. In fact, I think they increased for both sides in their own minds. So one surprise came yesterday up in House District 5B. Sandy Lehman announced she would not seek re-election, and that was a little surprise. And so there was a last-minute Republican in that seat against a DFLer. So that's one seat that's an open seat now near the Iron Range in Grand Rapids area that we should keep a close eye on here till November.
How does the DFL take the Senate?
They have greater Minnesota seats, but you have to think of seats like Northfield, Rochester, and places like that that may have become more DFL leaning over the last few years. And this is where the performance of Trump is the key for DFLers. If Trump doesn't perform as well in greater Minnesota as he did 4 years ago, then you start to have DFLers start to have a path. For instance, there's a seat up in Bemidji where Republicans hold the seat, but the Bemidji mayor, Rita Albrecht, is running against Jason Eichhorn. And so that's a seat where DFLers had held it previously. Republicans won it in Trump's 2016 election, and now DFLers are going to have to take it back. And then there's some key seats in the suburbs. Republicans hold one in the western suburbs, the Plymouth-Wayzata area. DFLers think that they should hold that seat, as well as one in the suburbs down Burnsville, Lakeville area, where DFLers think that they can defeat a Republican. So it's kind of a patchwork throughout the state, but we're calling it Battleground 2020, and it's all going to be a lot of resources are going to be in the legislative race because, the Senate race will get national resources. The presidential race, if Minnesota is really competitive, this state will look very different politically, as it already does on the ground.
Boyce, there's much more today in the Morning Take than we have time for. How do I get that?
Sure, Dave. Just go to WCCOradio.com/morningtake, and people can sign up, and it'll be in their inboxes probably about 7:15. Before the Aquarius Home Service people come and fix my AC today, Dave.
Good timing. And you're going to get that $49 tune-up. That's a pretty good timing on your part, Boyce. That's much better price.
Oh, there's more than $49 tune-up, Dave.
Well, you got to have the AC working because today, again, it looks like it'll be quite warm, well above normal. We'll talk about that weather coming up next on the Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.